more love, more life, more determination.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Ultraviolet Thoughts. My name is Jessica Winans. I'm a yoga teacher, feminine confidence coach, and intuitive business social media strategist in San Diego, California. So I've been kind of wanting to make a podcast like this for a while, an intro, just to kind of tell you a little bit about who's behind the microphone and why I'm here and what the hell an ultraviolet thought is. But here I am 15 episodes later, and I finally decided to do it. I feel like people think I talk about myself a lot. I don't know. At least like my sister says that a lot. But the reality is it's really hard for me to talk about myself. I might put out a lot of content, but it's usually me interviewing people or it's me writing. Speaking about myself is something I'm getting used to, so bear with me. I created the Ultraviolet Thoughts podcast about a year ago this month, following a lot of crazy life experiences, a spiritual journey, and just feeling like there was a need for real authentic content out there, real authentic conversation. To me, an ultraviolet thought is really those universal cosmic insights you get from connecting to the divine through crown chakra meditations or prayer, or honestly, also, they're the thoughts that you used to have when you were a kid that were so pure and raw and real. It's kind of like those conversations you used to have in high school when you're sitting on somebody's roof, having a heart-to-heart with your best friends, talking about the universe and the stars. And it's really just that authentic, connective thought. The idea that we are a part of something larger than ourselves, the idea that there is something else out there, not in necessarily a religious way, but just the universal way. You know, on this podcast, I like to talk about the law of attraction, right? What goes around comes around, vibration and energy. I like to talk about different healing modalities and crystals and yoga. And the reason why is because I really wish I learned about some of this stuff so much earlier than I did. And I wish I didn't have to have several near-death experiences to become interested in these things and to start using them in my daily life and studying them. So speaking of near-death experiences, it all kind of started about 2 years ago now. I was just going through a lot in my personal life. There is a lot of resistance that happens before a quantum shift happens. There tends to be reasons why people decide to find spirituality, right? Most people are not born and raised in a spiritual environment that follows spirituality. Most people had to experience some sort of trauma, pain, suffering, and whatever perceptions that they had to get to that point, to have that quantum shift, as Wayne Dwyer would say. And so I was just like cruising along, going to work, and I was having a particularly rough day because I found out the person I was with was basically sleeping with my best friends, and I was tired and exhausted, and I was also sick, and I'm driving to work, and I basically slammed into a car in front of me on the highway, and I didn't know what happened. I just remember being like, fuck, how did I get here? And I remember looking down at the steering wheel, and I guess my intuition was really off, and I was really clouded, and I pressed the gas pedal instead of the brake, so my car just accordioned into me. Thankfully, the gentleman in front of me was completely okay. He came out of the car, he came up to my window, and he just very kindly told me, you know, turn the engine off, put the parking brake on. And I did. And in that moment, I knew that there had to be a change. And I moved to California. My dad helped me drive there, and I fit all of my things in like my small new car following the accident. And when I got to California, the first thing I did was go to a yoga studio. I had been practicing yoga on Long Island a little bit just for fitness and just kind of not knowing what to do with my life. And basically, there's just a series of events where spiritual concepts just kept being introduced to me. So, for example, I had a friend, I wrote a blog post about the car accident, and then a friend that I hadn't talked to in like 3 years reached out to me, and she took me to a market in Brooklyn, and they were selling crystals. And the gentleman who was selling crystals was a Kundalini yoga instructor. And he taught me all about the chakras, and I ended up researching so much on my own. And when I moved to California, I started practicing yoga at a yoga studio, and I was still studying journalism. And one of my requirements was a philosophy course. So I took a Buddhist philosophy course, and I just became obsessed with learning into this deeper knowledge of spiritual concepts and things I had never learned before. And I actually started going to a church again. And so here I was basically practicing like several modalities of spirituality and religion and kind of not really sure what to follow. I was introduced to tarot cards. I was introduced to yoga and crystals and Reiki. And I actually had a meeting. I didn't have a meeting. I went to a Hare Krishna chanting circle, and the monk there, she asked me if I had any questions, and I just blurted out loud, "What are you supposed to believe in?" And she started laughing, and she said, "Well, you should believe in everything because everything is connected." And that connection of everything being connected, from spiritual concepts to physical concepts to all the bones in our body, the muscles in our body, the blood running through our veins, has seriously given me so much comfort and confidence and a connection to the divine, a connection to my body, that actually since then I've had two more near-death experiences. One was another car accident, and the other one was a fainting spell and a concussion. And both times I came out of those experiences with more spiritual knowledge, more faith, more peace, more purpose, and a different epiphany, a different sense of heightened intuition each time. So I just feel like I'm here to really digest these spiritual concepts with you all, not as like some sort of guru or, I don't know, not as some sort of guru or God figure, but more like a friend, more like just somebody who wants to show you what she's learned and experienced and give this platform, well, make this platform a space for any other underserved or misrepresented voice in this community to come on and talk about these concepts. So frequently in this circle online, I see a lot of white, very privileged white women talking about these concepts. And then I see that's basically it, really, except for Oprah, which is amazing. Oprah's podcast is amazing. Of course, people that come from very traditional backgrounds that are talking about this information. And it's not a problem that these people are talking about these things. Like, I think everybody should be. But I really want to create a platform for people who aren't typically interviewed, who aren't typically heard. That's me. That's what Ultraviolet Thoughts is. I'd love to chat more about me. If you have any questions about me at all or about the podcast or anything, feel free to follow me on Instagram at @JESSWINANS or like and share this podcast. And just to recap, topics that we talk about are really intuitive business and social media strategy. We can talk more about that another time. Feminine confidence coaching. I talk about ways to connect to the divine. I talk about meditation. I talk about yoga. I talk about marijuana. I talk about what it's like to be a sex ed business coach. I talk about spiritual concepts and Alan Watts and whatever. So if you're interested in coming on this podcast too, by the way, you can email me ultraviolet@gmail.com. Lots of love and all that jazz. And we'll talk soon. Bye.